We live in a region of extremes. A week ago, we were in severe drought conditions. We had finished 2012 almost 5 inches below normal for precipitation. We were close to 2 inches down for the first quarter of this year. Along comes a 3-day storm and we catch up for this year's moisture. And looking outside, I think we're putting a dent into the deficit from last year. The folks in the high country have mud season every year. This year, lowlanders are going to experience mud season. We could possibly go from drought conditions to flood conditions if all this melts too quickly. Hopefully it melts slowly and seeps deep into the soil. I'm sure the pea and lettuce seeds we had sown will rot before the garden can dry out. That's okay. We can always plant more seeds. There's still time for cool, loving crops to grow during May. We may not have peas for Memorial Day, but maybe we'll have them for solstice. I'll be interested to see how the plantings we did come through the storm. The parsley plant was frozen in the cold a week or so ago. Now, under a 14-inch blanket of insulation, it may come back just fine. The cilantro we planted will be fine too. I'm not sure the broccoli had strong enough stems to stand up to the weight of the snow. The raspberries and perennials we transplanted love this. The soil is kept warm by the snow cover, so they may be rooting out. Moisture is a benefit for those tender new roots. Luckily, shrubs and trees aren't in leaf. Without leaves, they're shedding the snow and drinking up the moisture. When the sun does come out, they'll burst open with leaves and flowers. Evergreens have held onto the snow. Most pine and spruce have bent with the weight of the snow. I've checked ours and don't find breakage. Sometimes I do more harm than good when I knock the snow off. I break more branches than the snow. Broadleaf evergreens are being weighed down. Our Carol Mackie Daphne isn't going to be pretty after this storm. Holly and Euonymus are suffering under the weight, too. I'm sure pruning will be necessary. I wonder after this storm what next extreme weather phenomena will visit our region. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.